What we see in this report is that over the past 18 years, as state funding for public higher education has gone down significantly, tuition fees for students and therefore debt has gone up very significantly, increasing 77% over that time period.
And so just to be clear here, we're talking about debt at the state's public universities, correct?
Yes, this report focuses on our public colleges and universities, and we see that over the last 18 years there have been deep cuts to state funding. That's led to higher tuition and fees and to students taking on significantly more debt. Debt is up 77% at those schools for the students graduating. And the reason that matters is a couple of things. One, if you think about our state economy, more than any other state, we depend upon having a well-educated workforce to have a strong high-wage economy. And in fact, the good news is that we have the best-educated workforce in the nation and the highest-wage economy in the nation, and that's a good thing. The danger is if we don't continue down that path, if young people start to be deterred from getting additional education because of enormous financial obstacles, that could mean in the medium term and the long term, businesses aren't able to find the workers that they need and aren't able to grow and expand and make Massachusetts the kind of state where people can get good high-wage jobs.
In other words, people would be discouraged from going to college at all.
Yeah, I think there's a very real danger that as tuition fees get too high and people see the threat of really large debt loads, either they may not go to college at all, or they may begin and find that they have to work so many hours to be able to pay the tuition and not go too deeply into debt that they aren't able to put enough time into their classes and aren't able to graduate. And that is a real problem we have in our schools in Massachusetts, is that students often need to work such long hours that it interferes with their ability to progress in their education.
What type of debt load, what's the average amount of debt that someone is graduating from a public university with today?
The average debt of people graduating from our public universities now, of those who have debt, is about $30,000 per person. And that is climbing and is now close to the debt level that people who are going to private colleges and universities have.
How does Massachusetts compare with other states in their support, taxpayer support for the public universities?
So it really depends upon exactly how you look at it. We are a very high-income and high-cost state. And if you look at the percentage of our income as a state that we put into funding higher education, we're at the low end of the nation. We are still, with that small percentage of our income, able to spend more on a per-pupil basis than a lot of other states because we're a much wealthier state. But the big change over the past 15 years or so is that we had been one of the lower-cost states with kids graduating with relatively low levels of debt. And since 2004, the amount of debt that students graduate with has increased more in Massachusetts than in all but one other state in the country.
And this is a direct result of there being less support for less state funding going into higher education?
Yes, the state funding for higher education has gone down significantly since 2001, and as a result, tuition and fees have gone up. And if you look at the numbers overall, the funding per pupil has gone down by about $3,000, and tuition fees have gone up by about $4,600. So the cuts in funding don't explain all of the increase in tuition fees, but they do account for about two-thirds of it.
I know that the state funding has gone up and down, and I know it took a major hit during the recession in 2008, but hasn't it been increasing somewhat since then?
In recent years, once you control for inflation, it's been pretty flat. It increased a little bit a few years ago, but since then has been going up at a couple of percent a year, which is roughly in line with inflation. So we're not making up much for all the lost ground when we had deep cuts.
What's the argument that you would make to state budget writers for making funding for public higher education a higher priority?
I think it's just important to think about what the future of our economy looks like. And we are a state where our economy is strong when we have a well-educated workforce that allows companies here to thrive and to grow and to prosper and to create good jobs. And I think that is important when we think about the future of our economy and the ability to be the kind of state that we want to be. And it's not just about our economy. It's also a question of whether kids who grow up in any community in the state who work hard and are ready for college and want to do that hard work to get a college degree, whether they'll have that opportunity. And if we make sure that opportunity is available and is affordable, that allows for us to be the kind of state where everybody can reach their full potential. And that's good in terms of the message that we send to kids in high school about working hard and trying to achieve things. And it's also really good for our state economy if we can be that kind of state where we have the best educated workforce in the country. And it's more important than ever. Throughout American history, there have been times when other things have allowed a state to be strong economically, whether it's, you know, manufacturing or natural resources. And there are still states that do well in those areas, and there's some manufacturing in Massachusetts. But even manufacturing jobs now require well-educated workers. And more, the states that are really successful are those that are serious about making sure all of their people have access to high-quality education, and they create really highly educated workforces.